About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning. How the hell goes it? Klein Alley Show, back in your ear holes. And also, for your viewing pleasures, we're streaming live right now on YouTube. You can head over to K-Rock's YouTube and see what's happening in the studio. My name's Klein, there is Alley.
Hello.
DJ Omar Khan over there.
Hey, hey.
You got the Jake Z Nerd.
What's that?
Postmaster Johnny. And producer Vanessa in the chicken coop in the back taking the calls, 800-520-1067. This hour, a lot of things I'm excited about this hour. The hall pass conversation we had with our wives, that will go well for at least one of us and terrible for one of us. You can place your bets on that. And we will also go ahead and give, I think, Allie, you get to be the person to do the water taste test.
I do have heightened senses right now.
Yeah, because you're pregnant, so you got that extra smell, extra taste, and you're also super cheap, so the idea of you drinking a $12 cup of ice water is hilarious for everyone, including yourself.
And I know, yes, I do have the heightened senses, but I am also not very experienced in high-end water. You know I hate paying for water.
Hate
it. I would never, I barely have ever bought a bottle of water at a grocery store, let alone high-end iced water in a cup.
I've been at a restaurant before with Allie, and as the waiter comes over and says, can I get you a bottle? Allie goes, tap!
Yeah.
the guy just starts.
Or they'll say water, and I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa, what kind? Yeah, I mean, what kind are we talking?
I've watched them. They do their little, I let them get through their little spiel. They always do it. Like, may I bring you a bottle of flat or sparkling? And then you go, I'll have the house. That's like the nice way to say I want tap. Allie cuts them right off. They can't even get a word out. Yes, are you, I'd like to offer you a tap!
You go in the bathroom.
You get
turn on the faucet.
So what you say when Katie dances too?
That's tap! What she says. That was worth it, Jake.
Thank you. Jesus, God.
Trampled over your own
that guy's
stupid
single,
joke.
Single, ladies.
We're going to break down Jake's dating profile in just a moment. And boy, he needs some help. That's next on K-Rock. What a fitting song to listen to as we get into Jake's dating profile. Jake is single right now. He's been single for a while, but he did have this, quote, succulent girlfriend before she recently dumped him officially to
get back with her ex.
Get back with her ex. Before that, he had a girl that he had moved in with, and she pretty much immediately upon him moving in decided she didn't want any part of that and then evicted him. So it's been a rough ride for Jake, and he has given Allie and Vanessa permission to do whatever edits that they think they need to do to his current dating profiles to try to make him more dateable.
Eventually, I don't think you should be in control. If this is how things are going, then you need some kind of a coach or you need some guidance, because maybe there are mistakes that you're making on your dating profile that you don't even know you're making, Jake.
Sure, yeah, that's why I told you guys to have at it.
And Jake, this because I'm looking now at a printout of your profiles, both your Bumble profile and your Facebook dating profile.
Well, the Bumble thing is made up by Allie and Vanessa.
Well, we're gonna revamp his.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna make him a new profile
a new
on Bumble. Right now, all he has is Facebook dating.
So this is the real one, the one I'm looking at now.
Correct.
It's the picture of him with the sunglasses and the dog on his lap.
Correct.
Right.
And yeah, it's cool.
Vanessa, what do you think? Because she has a different perspective as a person who's on dating apps and as a single straight girl.
I'm not on dating apps right now, FYI. But anyways.
You still check him out, though?
No, because I don't have him. So I can't check him out.
I thought you were on Raya. You were going to go out with that race car driver.
That never happened. Like,
yeah, but
I
did you delete and reinstall?
No, I deleted that one. It's done. Like, I can't go back.
But you do.
I deleted all the apps, guys. It's not working for me. I'm not going to do that.
When did you delete them?
Oof, a while back.
They're not on your phone? You couldn't just do an update and there they are back?
Everything's deleted. Profiles, everything's
When's the
deleted.
Last time you've looked at a dating app? Be honest.
Honestly, like maybe December.
The summer? That's now.
December.
Oh, okay.
December of 2025.
Okay, that's a while ago.
Okay.
All right, so you're done. You've given up.
Yes.
And that's what
she's too picky. Vanessa's too picky.
Very picky. She had like a race car
driver. There's nothing wrong with being picky.
She had like a Formula One race car driver that hit her up on a Raya, and she's like, I don't like his shoe.
He's too small. Yeah.
Right. It was like crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy picky.
So what do you think of his dating his main dating profile picture?
Well, first of all, his main photo, he's wearing sunglasses. That's telling me he's hiding something. Also, are his eyes bitty? What do his eyes look like? I can't tell. Because dating apps are so terrible, a girl's going to see that. She's not even going to give you a chance to go through because she's like, sunglasses next. It's that quick of a decision.
Jake claims
to take time to look at your profile.
He claims that he was on a flight and he used up too many. I guess he got banned from swiping anymore on Facebook.
He'd been through
too many swipes and
he's the least picky.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's only a limit for him.
It's wild. He said said to him,
you're bothering too many people.
That's enough. And no one responded. And so Ali and Vanessa have spent a lot of time. I mean, they spent, I want to say, a few hours going through your current situation to give you some pointers. And maybe you're in a similar situation now. Maybe this advice could be good for you as well. Vanessa says, don't lead with a sunglass picture because already...
Sunglasses make you look cool.
The thought is you're hiding something.
Yeah. It's the same with hats, which you're wearing in a lot of the other pictures. But even the second picture, Vanessa, you think he should get rid of that one too. Why?
Now I'm looking at the Bumble one.
Because he's got a tool shirt on, and he's got his dog in his shirt.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, I'm looking at the ones that...
I think your laughter says it all. Okay. I don't think we need you to break down.
If you look at her notes...
I just want to talk about one. Oh, you know why I don't like that one? I know which one you're talking about. It's because he's doing a smoldering face. Like, come on, dude.
He's got a silly face.
A smolder?
Are you trying to be... sexy because it's not working.
And then
you're wearing a tool t-shirt, Jake. You can't do a tool shirt and a smoldering face.
I was making a funny face. It was for a thing.
Yeah, but nobody knows that you're making a funny face because they don't know you yet. And then you go through all the other pictures and Vanessa's comments are, no, I don't like it. No, not good. I would delete this one. No one likes this photo. So she's deleted every photo that he's put on.
So not one of his current photos is serviceable for dating?
All the ones that have sunglasses for me are delete.
Well, you've also axed all the other ones. So.
The other ones, I was just like, I don't like it. But if he likes it, and then the one that he's like holding a crotch of a man. Well, one, he's wearing sunglasses, but I was like, nah.
He's holding the crotch of a man?
There is one that he's holding the crotch of a mannequin.
Well, why would you do that? Jake, is the goal here to be funny or to try to get laid?
It was funny. The mannequin has a sign on it that says, touch my fabric or feel my fabric or something. It was funny.
But you think a woman is going to be scrolling through and see you wearing a tool shirt, making Zoolander face, grabbing a mannequin's, sexually assaulting a mannequin and go, that's my guy for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Not going to lie, that one's going to work. That's a really good photo because it displays his personality and it's humorous and it doesn't take himself too seriously like his other photos.
But I would also, would you agree, Vanessa, that that's boy humor?
It's not boy humor. It's like actual like good humor like anybody could pick up
on. So then you get
to... Says the boy.
Right.
Says
exactly.
Boy.
This is why it's important to have women. This is my point is we don't know what the hell we're doing. Jake clearly doesn't know what he's doing. We're having a female perspective breaking down and saying this is the way a woman would look at your dating profile and you groping a mannequin, apparently both of the women in here are completely disgusted by.
Yeah. It's just not... I get
first
the joke,
impression.
But it's like... So let's move on to your actual profile, because it says under describe yourself, you just say, not an asshole.
That's true.
I go to more concerts than God and play a card game for nerds way more than I should. My wardrobe is 90% band shirts and used jeans I bought off eBay.
Hold on, let's take a moment to let all the vaginas dry up in the listening audience.
I mean,
honesty is key, right?
It's a little like too honest.
It's
though.
Too honest.
It's kind of like
it's
I'm
too
me
much.
And I don't care about you, and I'm going to smell like old pants and
absolutely.
Old shirts.
Absolutely.
This is it. You're not once again.
Should I put that then?
I mean, I think that's how women are going to read that.
Currently trying to make my office look like peak Spencer's Gifts circa 1998.
Ugh.
Now I can smell you. Cool. Event Horizon is the scariest movie ever made. I hope it's okay if I bring my dog. Let me take you to a concert that you'll probably hate.
Oh my God.
That's
how would anybody want to swipe on this? Even if you got past the pictures, which we went over, this profile would turn me away even if I was mildly interested in you. And then if you go to your work and education, you list your job title as Sayer of Slightly Amusing Things.
That's what I do.
I don't think slightly amusing at all.
No.
That little tap dance joke you tried a moment ago was a complete fail.
Exactly. You go back to the tap joke. And then he says you're looking for either something casual or something long-term, which shows me that you don't know what you want.
As I'm all about it. Anything.
He's trying to cast the net wide as possible.
Yeah, but then it just seems like thirsty.
Of course. That's what it is, though. It's just the whole concept you're on here.
I think we need to throw this entire thing out and start from
scratch.
There's
nothing salvageable from Jake's current dating profile? Mm-hmm.
Not one thing. Not one picture
and not one comment?
What about the photo of him shirtless looking buff behind the mic?
Allie made that. It's AI.
Oh, man. Allie, you really got me for a second.
I'm brainstorming ways to make over his profile.
Allie's working on ways for it. Allie's trying to build Jake a new profile.
That's just something I'm brainstorming.
I show up, I look nothing like that guy.
Yeah, well, people are used to that.
Hey, at least they're already out on the date. But Vanessa, you agree we need to throw everything out, right?
Yeah, we gotta start over. Like, actually be vulnerable. Like, you're allowed to say your hobbies because obviously that's who you are. You're like 90% hobbies, but like, you just have to be a little bit just
more gentle.
Yes.
And selective.
Because you're talking to girls, you're not talking to dudes.
You got like guy energy.
Unless you want a kind of girl that's like kind of like a dude.
Yeah, maybe this would probably crush it on Grindr, Jake. Yeah.
Hey, you would crush.
Darren, what's up?
Hey, I just was wondering if Vanessa would check out my profile.
Now, hold on. There's a lot of people calling for us to do this to theirs. So, Jake, round one was them basically saying what you have currently is unusable.
Great.
The only thing I think you can keep on there is that you live in Burbank, California.
Okay.
That's
even questionable.
Yeah, maybe we should change that and just say California.
I think you should even just say gender man. I'm not even sure about that.
Right. Delete his height, too. Don't say he's 5'8".
Yeah, that's, and by the way, that's also a stretch.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a bit of a stretch.
So you would just say, prefer not to say?
Yeah.
Leave it blank. I would just say leave it blank.
Jake, I think the one thing that we can keep in all of this is that your language preference is English.
See.
That's
where you went to school.
That's a sayer of slightly amusing things. That right there. All right, well, anyway, round two will be tomorrow when Allie and Vanessa debuted the new dating profile they're going to work on for you.
Great.
I think that it'll get you laid within a week.
Come back in a moment.
Right, let's see.
Come back in a moment when we return.
Why are you fighting this? They're helping you.
I'm not fighting this. It's my idea.
But Jake, you're being so defensive as to what you currently have.
I'm all about it.
But you know what you currently have stinks, right?
I think it's funny.
Vanessa, how quickly would you swipe the wrong direction on this if you came across it?
Second.
So quick. Okay.
She's not even on the app.
That's only based because the first impression is the photo. Gotta delete your sunglasses. We want to see your beautiful eyes, Jake. You want a girl?
Vanessa, will you download Facebook just so you can swipe the other direction on Jake and then unsubscribe?
I will too.
Okay. We got to take a break. We get back in a second. When we return, can Allie figure out what is the most expensive cup of ice water currently for sale at Air One? It's $12 for a cup of ice water. The same ice water that I think would be free at a Starbucks. They're charging $12 for. They claim they've infused it with some whatever crap. Can't say that word. But we will come back and figure that out after this on K-Rock. All the experts are saying you got to stay hydrated today. It's a heat wave in Southern California. It's going to get super hot. Temperatures in triple digits. And the air conditioning has decided to not work at K-Rock. So Allie is pregnant. It's our responsibility to make sure that this baby grows inside of her healthy, so we got to make sure she's hydrated. And there's no better way to hydrate her than with the most expensive cup of water that you can currently purchase, which she would never buy herself because she's so effing cheap.
I have never paid more than, I think, $1.50 for water. Even at the airport, I would rather go waterless and wait for the little lady to come around with the bottle of water and the cup. Than actually purchase a $5 bottle of water.
Never would buy a bottle of water at the airport.
Nope. I don't think I ever have.
This is the water everyone's yapping about now. It's available at Air One. It's $12 for a cup of ice water. People are, can't believe it, of course. Sign of the times. Anyway, here's the news covering it.
Looks like Big Daddy Air One might have heard tell of a gourmet gas station in Beverly Hills that's opening up and said, introducing the $12 cup of water from Air One.
No.
Yeah, sort of.
So anyway, that's an annoying news crew.
Are they drunk?
I don't know what's happening there at all. It's pretty terrible. But anyway, they're delivering the news about a $12 cup of water, and you can buy it at Air One. And I don't want Allie. I know you've talked about it. I'm not going to describe what it is. It's infused with a lot of things.
Yeah, I can't remember the ingredients. My short-term memory loss is pretty bad.
I have the list here of all the stuff in it, but I'm going to wait till the end because we have in front of you right now five different cups of water. All of them have been infused with different things.
Okay, hold on. Let me
Most of them
this.
Cost us absolutely nothing to make. So everything on this table is free. Some of them have a sugar packet inside. It's a K-Rock tap water with a sugar packet, which was pretty much free. Others are slight variations. I think one of them is filtered water from the coffee maker at K-Rock, also free, that we infuse with a sip of someone else's half-drunk Celsius. But the point is, these are all, quote, infused waters. Only one of them is $12. The others all completely free.
Why are these all so many different colors? And please, can you at least confirm that one of them is not pee?
I cannot.
I can't drink pee, guys.
They can't. Sterile.
And I cannot confirm that at this point.
So somebody peed in a cup.
No, I didn't say that.
Did anybody poo in a cup?
Am I drinking pee or poo? No. No one did that, Allie. Well, we wouldn't do that to you. And also, I'm not sure. That one is suspicious
this
looking.
This looks like pee.
Vanessa, you helped put this together.
Allie, you're pregnant. We wouldn't do anything to harm you.
Yeah,
Vanessa's such a bad liar.
I know, right?
You know I'm a bad liar, so you know that was the truth.
Yeah, do you think, Vanessa, there's nothing in here that is not fit for human consumption, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's not saying much.
What is it?
Does one of them have that diarrhea?
It does.
Parasite?
Well, they're all tap water from Taco Bell.
There's a little bit of lettuce.
It's lettuce water from Taco Bell. So here's the question. Can Allie, she said, you can watch this right now on YouTube if you want to see what these look like. Each one of them, because they're all in the Erewhon cups, so they all look fancy. I'll put it that way. Just these cups alone, these plastic cups, I think, are valued at $5.
And what is this one with a lollipop inside? Is that?
I don't know. Let me see that one. What is that? That's a lemon slice. What are you calling a lollipop for?
You think that Erewhon would...
I don't know. That looks like expensive water to me.
It looks like a lollipop. It is a lollipop.
It looks like a lemon on a stick.
Fancy dream.
I would never spend $12 on a cup of ice water. Not going to do it.
You did, didn't you?
Yes, for this segment, I did. Yes, for this bit, I did spend it.
How much did the people laugh at you when you bought this?
I hated going in to get it. I hated that the people behind me said, are you really getting it? And I hated the fact that the guy that seemed cool that was selling it to me goes, are you sure you want that? And I said, I do, but it's not for me. And that was it. And he looked at me, he's like, whatever. And then, because I didn't want to come across like a total loser, I said, and let me get some chicken tenders. Because they had chicken tenders, and I spent $7 on two chicken tenders. Which, by the way, half the price of this cup of water.
Uh-huh.
So think about that for just a second.
And they taste good?
Yeah, they're chicken tenders. Not as good as, Raisin Cane's or whatever, but they're fine.
Okay.
So, Allie's got the five cups. You want to go ahead and make this interesting?
Sure.
One of them is a $12 cup of water. The others all cost less than 2 cents to make. So what is the bet? Because I am going to say that you will not be able to do it.
I think I'll be able to do it, and if I can do it, I want you to buy me this water every day.
No. Every day for what? It's $12.
Indefinitely.
No. You would. This water. I'm going to tell you right now that the Erewhon water is infused 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9 different things, including some sort of special ice cubes that I think came from a glacier or
okay,
something.
Okay. If I do this right, I want you to stop working out.
No more protein.
You're off it. You're off it for at least a month.
And creatine.
I'll stop. I'll happily stop working out. I wasn't going to work out anyway. It's too hot.
You can't stop.
Yeah,
I can stop.
I'll stop.
Hey, that's what addicts say.
I'll stop right now.
I can stop.
Do 50 push-ups and think about it.
Go ahead.
Is that the bet you want to do? I'm going to let you bet whatever you want, but you have to put up something as well if you're not able to do it. 5 cups of water in front of Allie. One of them is the most expensive cup of ice water ever on a day that it's very important that you stay hydrated. Two of the things Vanessa just told me in my ear would be harmful to an unborn fetus.
What?
I don't know which cup it's in, though.
Well, I have to drink out of all the cups. What does it matter what cup it's in?
A little sip shouldn't matter, though, Vanessa, right? Little sips?
Little sips.
Where are you getting this information?
The scientists.
That's right. We contacted scientists, as you know. All right. Whenever you're ready.
All right.
No. Okay. You'll be fine. Everyone says you'll be fine.
I'm going to start with the clear one.
All right. This is a clear. Looks like a clear cup of water. Oh, he's making a weird face.
Okay, that's water with some kind of a flavoring in it. It's very strong. That cannot be Erewhon.
Why do you say that?
Because it's way too sweet. It seems like it was thrown together like it's got a flavor packet or electrolytes or some kind of a weird powder that's now dissolved.
So you don't think that could possibly be a $12 cup of water?
Way too sweet. Gross.
All right. That was the pee. No, I'm just kidding.
That person is...
That person has a UTI. All right, this is the second cup of water. Allie is now holding up and drinking
this, all right, this is the one that kind of looks like pee, but tastes like tea. So it looks, it's got a tea-infused thing going on, which could be an Erewhon contender.
Okay.
Because so you, I do remember, I think there is some jasmine tea or some kind of tea infused in the water.
Once again, it's being marketed as a $12 cup of ice water. Yeah, I think they have a name for it, too. It's called...
sacred water.
Sacred water, that's right. This next one Allie's picking up is pink-looking in color. She's also making a weird face.
That's some other powder that someone found in a drawer. Uh-uh.
That's a drawer powder, you're saying.
Yeah.
And you, once again, Allie doesn't know water because she's cheap and doesn't pay anything. Now she's drinking the fourth one now. The fourth one also looks kind of like...
What in the God's name is that taste?
I'll tell
that
you.
That is feet. I think it's water and feet.
One of the cups was filled after someone got a pedicure on the show.
If that is the Erewhon water, I don't know what we're doing here. This one?
Okay. That's the fourth one you drank.
Let me just double check.
I know which one is which. You've eliminated number one already, you think?
It's not one.
Mm-mm. Okay, Allie's eliminated one. She said the pink one tastes like drawer powder.
The second one tastes good. It tastes like a really yummy, like, water infused with tea. So that is my number one contender. If it's this last one that I had, that is the most disgusting water I've ever tasted. And if anyone's paying any money for that, they need to be institutionalized.
All right, yeah, you have one more cup there. This is the one that has the lemon on a stick in it. And she's sipping this one now. She made fun of the fact that it looks like a lollipop is floating in the water, but now she is having a sip. And that one also has a slight tinge of yellowness to it, but she's sipping this one. That's the fifth water. Allie's tried five waters to stay hydrated. It's very important. Pregnant people, old people stay hydrated.
This
on
one
days
has
like
the
today.
Most flavor to it.
Uh-huh.
I taste a few different things. I can taste a little bit of lemon.
Yep.
I can taste a little bit of like botanicals,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think this might be it.
Allie is, just so you know, people on the text line saying that you look beautiful. Watching Allie sip water and do that thing with her lips, I find very sexy. I may be into Pregos now, someone says. So look at this. Allie is drinking her fifth cup now.
Yeah, I think you may have put this in here to try and throw me off, whatever this lemon sucker thing is.
Why do you think I have lemons on sticks floating around at my place?
Well, what is this?
I don't know. Once again, listen, you've now tried all the waters. I feel like some people are able to guess successfully just on appearance alone. Which one would you like to eliminate immediately? I always tried five
cups. I'm immediately eliminating the clear water and the pink water.
All right, pink and clear out.
Am I at least right about those?
You have eliminated two. The first one you eliminated was K-Rock tap water with a Splenda packet in it.
That's what it was.
You eliminated that.
Yeah.
The second one you eliminated, the pink one, had one of those electrolyte packets that was found at the drawer here at K-Rock in it.
That was
also water. So you are successful so far. Now you're down to three options. One of them is the $12 cup of water.
I'm eliminating this one that I think is just water with a little tea in it.
Allie's eliminating the one that she believes to be just water with a tea bag soaking in it. That one is also not Erewhon. That was made here with a bag of Lipton tea seeping in a cup of tap water from the bathroom. Our grossest of the taps. But it's been sitting in the fridge and chilling for the last hour.
Was any of this from a toilet?
One of them was, yes.
Not bad.
down to two now. She's trying one. And one is giving her a very bad gag reflex, and she doesn't like it.
Oh, my God. I think this is it.
You think the gross one that's making you gag is the $12 cup of water?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, because it's got like a coconutty taste. It also has there's too many tastes happening at once.
It's not a good commercial for it, if that's it.
It's just terrible.
And then the last one you claim has got a nice lemon taste to it.
Like this I like. This has a really nice taste, actually. And I'm just wondering if Erewhon would overdo it with this horrible, overpriced, bad-tasting $12 water, or if they would actually make something that's decent. I'm still going to go with the gross one.
You think the gross one is the $12 cup of water?
I think the gross one is the $12 cup of water.
All right, the one that you couldn't decide between, the one that you liked was actually, once again, from the tap at K-Rock, flavored with a lollipop soaking in it for 12 hours. That's a 12-hour lollipop.
I told you it was
soak.
A lollipop. Where'd you get this lollipop?
I don't know. Everything was found here at K-Rock and free. The cup that you found to be the grossest, you are correct. That is the organic coconut water, organic jasmine tea, organic raw honey, organic holy basil, organic pop, organic green cardamom, organic white grape juice, and organic coconut milk.
Too much.
All makes it what it is, a $12 cup of sacred water. So, Allie, you are successful. You have picked it, and you look disgusted by it. And that is the $12 cup you pour it out.
I mean, do you want to taste this? It tastes
not really
horrible.
Not after you drank out of it.
Because
now it's got herpes in it. Now it's herpy water.
Do the other side of the cup.
So you don't like it. Jake, you want to come in and try it?
No, I don't, but you should.
No way. I'm not trying the herp water. Forget
that. Come on, that's what I want as my present.
No, I'll do whatever you... I'm going to actually... You know what? I'm
going to
go with your original. I'm going to buy you a cup of that every day, and you're going to drink
it. No!
That's what you wanted.
I don't want this
Congratulations.
Anymore.
You get what you want. Every day, you'll start your day with that. Hey, Rock. We are Klein-Ellie's show. We'll get into some ADD news in just a moment, and then be ready to call. I'll remind you of the numbers. Perhaps you're a brand-new listener, never called before. Figure, what's the point? I won't win. I've never won a thing in my life. I love talking to first-time winners, and that could be you coming up for Disneyland tickets. 800-520-1067. Not now, but in about 5 minutes, or the second we're done with this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
We talk about this every year, and it never seems to happen. But another move has been made to eliminate daylight saving time. This time it was passed in the House. The Sunshine Protection Act was passed in a 308-117 vote. Now, what does that mean? Right now, it means nothing. Next, it needs to go to the Senate, and it's unclear whether it's going to pass there or not. If you're keeping track, about 4 years ago, the Senate passed something similar, but then the House never voted on it. So it's essentially ping-ponged back and forth for years, just like the clocks, but this time they insist that it be voted on as soon as possible. And if that passes, it would have to go to Trump's desk, and he has called for both daylight saving time to be eliminated and for it to be made permanent. So clearly, just like us, he has no idea how it works.
So the idea would be... And maybe Omar's the only guy that could speak to this with any level of intelligence. But if they were to vote this, then things stay the way they are now?
I think the spring...
That's correct.
The way they are right now.
Because we're in spring right forward.
Now. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then
we
you would get stay, a little bit more daylight in the evening.
Stay in the spring forward.
Yes.
But people who oppose it say you're forgetting about all the darkness that would happen in the winter.
Yeah,
but people insist that it would be better for our health, it would be better for the economy, better all around.
And for us uggos, darkness is our friend.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to figure out a way to make more darkness.
And it's weird because I've gotten used to driving to work in the dark. And driving to work when there's any daylight, I'm like, whoa, what's going on
here? I don't like
it. I don't like the sun coming up.
I know it's better for our circadian rhythm or whatever, and you know we're
circadian.
Supposed to... What is it?
Circadian rhythm. A cicada's a giant, disgusting...
Yeah, but that's part of it, right?
I think it is. I only once every 7 years I feel normal. That's my circadian rhythm.
It's a circadian
But the
rhythm.
Point is, I think that there is some issue where... I know it's everyone says it was for the farmers, and the farmers say, don't blame us. We don't need it. So
yeah.
Now, what are we doing it for? Because if every,
that's why it's constantly being talked about.
If every time they switch the clocks, they claim that's when people have more heart attacks, and that's when people get in more car accidents. It seems like every day it's like the purge whenever there's daylight savings. So just get rid of it.
I know. It seems like a no-brainer, but then it continuously just...
The reason I'm going to tell you why it's going to be they're going to get rid of it is because it's going to be one of those stories that we all tell... you know,
like the day it finally happens.
We'll talk. Well, first of all, that'll be like a raging event. I hope it's like a big party. But I think that it's going to be one of those things, like when my parents will tell me about things that used to happen in their day, and I'm like, God, shut up, Grandpa. Like we've all, that's going to be us being like, we used to change the clocks twice a year.
And they're like, you loser.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like such an old-timey thing.
You know,
we had to accommodate the roosters' mating season.
Don't you feel, though, if we did keep it, that we never got that hour back?
Well, then that's...
Like, we sprung forward and... The fallback is like, oh, I got the hour back, and we never got it back. That hour of our lives is just gone.
So give us the hour, and then we'll switch, and then we'll keep that one.
That's what I think.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me because I don't even know the difference. I never know what time it is anyway.
Well, and with our iPhones, it really, like, you just wake up, and it feels like, you just feel more grumpy, and you don't know why.
Yeah, that's it.
Summer always feels a little extra fun when you can find yourself on a boat. And as far as boats go, I believe the pontoon boat to be the tamest, chillest boat experience that you can get.
If a buddy ever says, hey, I got a boat, you're like, yeah, and then you show up and it's a pontoon. it's like a little yes of a yeah.
I mean, it's still fun, though. You're like pitter-pattering around.
It's way better, dude. Pontoon boat?
Pontoon.
Partying with all your buddies. You want a speedboat?
Some of those things have grills on them and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be a good pontoon, then. I've been on a real crappy pontoon before, and it's not like nearly as much fun as like...
Speedboats, what are you going to do? Drive 80 on the water?
I do agree that the speedboat is overrated. It's like, wow, this one goes so fast. And remember we went fast on a speedboat, and I was like, we were like holding on for dear life. I was like, this is not enjoyable.
That's fun.
That's not fun.
It wasn't.
We're just bouncing around, holding on for
get all that
ride.
Water in your face.
It's exhilarating. That's
yeah,
fun.
It was a fun ride. That was the best boat ride ever.
Oh, right. My God. My hair was like...
Yeah. All right. Well, you're not fun then. So you should get a canoe or a kayak like in the herpes commercial.
I do love a good kayak, and I have an inflatable one. So this morning, there is actually a tragic pontoon boat situation.
And now I feel bad that I made fun of pontoons. You should have started with that.
Yeah. Well, this was a pontoon boat. It was actually a multi-level pontoon boat. It had three levels.
Did it have a slide, too?
I don't know if it had a slide. There's a couple of different reports, but so this thing capsized. It was in the Bay Area. It was going from, it was between the bridge and Alcatraz, so right in that main sweet spot area, and it capsized. It was taking on water. There was some report that there was a fire on the boat, so in that case, there would have been a grill or something, but I guess when they arrived, they couldn't tell that there was any kind of fire, but there were 20 people on the boat. They were able to rescue most of them, but one person died, and they're still looking for three people. They have, submarine crews down there trying to find them right now.
How much do you guys think a pontoon boat costs? I just looked up pontoon boats for sale. Anyone
know? They start, like, at $18,000, but, I mean, I'm sure they go up to, like, 100 Gs or something.
I didn't realize this, guys, but we could be boat people for the low, low cost. Oh, wait a minute. I thought that was $1,200. Never mind. It's $12,000.
But that's not that much. I mean...
Hold on. Let me see what this one looks like for under $4,000.
Yeah, but those, come with crappy-ass motors. You need one with a good motor.
This one, Allie...
We
could buy this fishing pontoon for $539.99. It has one seat.
I want to show you. Fishing pontoon?
This is... There it is.
Seats is, like, elevated on one of those poles? Like, one of those?
No, that's just one of those. It's just,
is that, like, an inflatable?
Anytime you see a guy on a lake on one of those, you're like, that's just a creepy old fisherman.
Yeah, but that's a pontoon. We could be pontoon
owners.
That's
technically called
a fishing pontoon boat.
Huh.
It's got, looks like...
So what makes a pontoon a pontoon? That thing doesn't even have a deck.
I think it's got to have the inflatable... I think what makes it a pontoon
is that
the...
that it floats? That's every boat.
No, the inflatable parts.
Yeah, there's long cylinder things
that's
or whatever
the thing
underneath it.
Right, that's the difference between like a boat. We're not boat people, so we don't know the answer to this.
All I know is my uncle spent $200 on a boat thinking that he was going to turn it into this incredible experience, and he just got rid of it because he spent thousands of dollars trying to fix it and regretted every minute of it.
I would love someone to play this conversation to a bunch of rich people that all own their own yachts and be like, here's how the other 99% of people talk about boats.
So we've talked about rave culture making a weird change. It's not just at nightclubs anymore. There are raves happening at coffee shops. There are kids raves happening. And now Dave & Buster's is throwing their own rave series called Rave & Busters. It is a new rave series tour that they're embarking on. It is kicking off at the end of July, July 30th in Honolulu, and then it's going to go across a bunch of different cities. Towards the end of the tour is going to be in Irvine on Halloween. So you can go to a rave at Dave & Buster's on Halloween in Irvine, and they say it includes surprise guest headliners, multi-genre lineups, and featuring the sounds of bass, house, trap, dubstep, UKG, and everything else in between.
And skee-ball. Raven Busters, congratulations. They say it's a big turnaround as people are flocking now to the old Raven Busters for Molly and tickets. Call 20 right now. Let's get you to Disneyland, as promised. 800-520-1067. Give us a call. We'll pick up the 20th caller after MGMT and give you the good news. A brand new hour starts next on K-Rock.